Welcome to my Soul Series. Soul Series is part of Oprah and Friends, exclusively on XM Radio Channel 156. And you can listen to the entire Soul Series collection on xmradio.com/Oprah. So Thanksgiving is just days away. And for many of us, this week kicks off the most hectic time of the year. So whether you are traveling or cooking or battling the shopping crowds, it's really easy to get caught up in the stress of it all when we can easily forget what the season is supposed to be about. It's called Thanksgiving for a reason. That's why I think this is really a perfect time of year to have Sarah Von Braunek as our guest for Soul Series, because she could very well be called the Queen of Gratitude. You're going to see why. Join us. It's uplifting, enlightening, truly powerful. Welcome to Soul Series. Hello, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. Whether you're driving over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, I don't know if anybody does that anymore. And if you're not as old as I am, you don't even know what I'm talking about. So, or you're listening to XM 156 in the kitchen, perhaps as you prepare for this great feast day ahead. I love that you're taking time to join me on our Soul Series. And I'm so happy to have here today Sarah Von Braunek, who is the author of Simple Abundance, which was a book written about 10 years ago. And it was just a little pink book that appeared in my office, and I kept seeing it everywhere. It was on all the producers' desks. And I said, what is that pink book that keeps showing up? And I picked it up and started reading it, and the next thing we know, you're on our show for Simple Abundance. I have you to thank, because I can honestly say that I thought throughout my whole life I've been a person who's, you know, counted my blessings and gone to church and been very appreciative of my life. But you're the woman who turned me on to gratitude. You turned me on to gratitude in a way that I'd never seen gratitude as a necessity for life, as an essential part of being. The idea of being grateful and being grateful wherever you are in the moment for what you have right now, allowing that to bring forth any other blessings that you might receive, because you can't even open the door to gratitude, to your blessings, unless you are grateful. And that passage that you wrote in Simple Abundance about starting a grateful journal, do you know, I passed that on, and over the years, I can't even tell you how many thousands and millions of other people have kept grateful journals because
Absolutely.
Of you. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, because of you. I was looking back over the tapes, some of the tapes of the shows that we did. Mm-hmm. And do you remember you did one in, I guess it was July of 97, and you asked people to send in their gratitude journals, and you came in with a whole it looked like a caravan, yeah. You know, just filled with them. That was, and then that year you had celebrities and children and everybody keeping gratitude journals.
Yeah. And I still keep a gratitude journal. I mean, I have journals of gratitude, and it's one of the most gratifying experiences that I have. Sometimes I'll be going through, you know, the place where I keep all of my journals, and I'll pick up one and say I pick up one from, you know, 2000 or 1998, or because I've been keeping them now for 10 years. And it makes me feel grateful all over again to look at all the things that I've been grateful for. Because the principle, if you'll share it with everybody who's listening right now, the principle is to write down at least 5 things every day
that you're grateful for, mm-hmm. that happened that day. And they're supposed to be small things. I mean, in the beginning, you know, you write down, well, your health and, mm-hmm. you know, your relationship, and you've got, you know, the big things. But the keeping a gratitude journal is supposed to turn to the little things, the overlooked blessings, the small. Because, you know, we think that, and we're convinced that our lives are the big moments.
Right.
And that, you know, that's not the narrative of our lives. The narrative is the small and the simple and the overlooked. But one of the things that I love so much about keeping a gratitude journal is that when you go back and look, you know, over a long period of times, it's surprising how many of the same type of things you find.
Yes.
And it's
there's a theme. There's a running theme. Yeah.
And the theme is what gives you pleasure or comfort or contentment. And you say, oh yeah, I really get it. It doesn't take that much to make me happy. So why the rest of the time, except when I'm looking in the journal or, you know, writing something down, do I think that it takes a lot?
I had a delicious raspberry sorbet today. So grateful for that.
I had a delicious chicken Caesar salad sandwich the other day.
Oh, my goodness. Or I stayed on my diet plaid and I didn't pig out today. I'm so grateful for that. But no, it really started to make me more aware. And because you live in the space of awareness, when you live in gratitude, you have to be in the space of awareness about the now. And I was really happy to get a chance to talk to Eckhart Tolle, who wrote The Power of Now. And you get to be in that space of the now, understanding that this moment right now, in this moment right now, no matter how big the crisis is going on around you, but in this moment right now, I'm okay.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, we're always okay. We're okay. And, you know, people will say to me, you know, you don't have to be ecstatic or with a big smile on your face when you say thank you. And I think this is what people misunderstand about gratitude. You know, when the money's okay and the relationship's good and you've got your health, you know, it's easy to say thank you. But when you're in a place where it's not fair that you're there, and you throw, you know, faith, hurl it against the wall, and you cry yourself to sleep, and you pray to the ceiling, and, you know, you're in such darkness. How do you expect me to say thank you then? And that's where the miracle really comes. You know, there's an entire book in the Bible called Lamentations.
Yes.
And God is big enough to hear our distress. But he doesn't say, the Bible doesn't say you have to be happy when you say thank you. It says give thanks in all things. Now, I've had times when my thank you was thank you, you know, in gritted teeth.
Yes.
Because one of the downsides, and you will know this, of understanding how the universe works is that when you know how it works, you can't play dumb.
That's right.
You know, that is the downside.
That's right.
But there's so much upside to understanding.
Yes. And when you know how it works, how would you say how it works? Because I think I have a pretty good idea of how it works. We're talking to Sarah Bunbronic, author of Simple Abundance, and the woman who 10 years ago turned me on to gratitude in such a way that I have to say, I can't say this about many people, but literally, it changed my life. The concept of gratitude changed my life and changed the way I looked at my life. And so I moved from just being sort of appreciative or glad about things or counting my blessings to living in a space all the time of being grateful and living in that space where you just said, even in a crisis, it's really easy for everybody to say, oh, this is so wonderful, I'm so thankful. But to be able to, when you're in the moment of crisis, when you're in the eye of the storm, to be able to, in the storm, to say thank you because I know there's a rainbow in the clouds here somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's so powerful. Don't you think, Oprah, that the thank yous that we say in just after you cry are the ones that are so cherished?
That's right.
By heaven.
Yes.
Because I think that the two words, you know, sound, it's wonderful being here on the radio with you, because sound is so mystical, and the universe, the music of the universe, is mathematics and vibration. But I think there's a mystical when we say thank you. I think we breathe a space in, maybe in the same way that when God said, let there be light, it was the word, and the words thank you just open a space so that we can receive, so that the prayer can come back.
Well, it's what Meister Eckhart meant when he said, if the only prayer you ever say is thank you, that will be enough. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which is the entire theme of Simple Abundance. So what does Thanksgiving look like for a woman who has built an empire based on giving thanks, such as yourself?
Well, this year it's going to be wonderful because I'll be with my sister. Mm-hmm. She's cooking. Both of our children were born on November 22nd. It's the first time the four of us have been together to celebrate a birthday and Thanksgiving. I don't get Thanksgiving in England.
Wow.
So, you know, I get, it's over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. You know, if it hadn't been for a woman, we wouldn't be celebrating Thanksgiving.
Really?
Did you know this
story?
No,
I didn't know this story.
Well, there was a Victorian woman, Mrs. Sarah Josepha Hale, and she was the editor of Godey's Lady's Book. Mm-hmm. And in the 19th century, Thanksgiving was celebrated on a different day in every state. This absolutely drove this Victorian woman crazy. Mm-hmm. And so she lobbied for like 30 years to get it to be held on the fourth Thursday of November. So it was a woman's vision of and in Godey's Lady's Books, she would write stories about families returning, you know, coming back to a place. Mm-hmm. So I always find that an interesting little footnote.
Well, first of all, one of the great things about Simple Abundance is every day starts with a different quote, and you have been a keeper of the quotes, what, all of your life?
Oh, my life.
Yes.
Yes. When I started out as a journalist 30 years ago, I did not have confidence in my own thoughts or in my own writing. So I would collect quotes that other people would say if they could, you know, forward my position. And my editors allowed me to use it. And it simply became my passion to collect quotes.
And so you must have thousands of them.
I write them down on napkins and post-it notes and just, you know, everything. It gets to it. Keeping track of them, but
what do you say to those people though who can't find anything? I always say, when you can't find anything to be grateful for, take a breath, and the fact that you could push air out and bring it back in. Mm-hmm. Think of all the people who aren't doing that and can't do that, or do that in a labored fashion or whatever. But what do you say to those who feel otherwise or define themselves as lacking? When you say that you have all that you need right now, that's the whole idea mm-hmm. of simple abundance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, my story started the same way. You know, before I wrote Simple Abundance, it was never meant to be a book. I'd written two books. My third was supposed to be on Victorian decorative details. The last thing I wanted to at that point in my life was meditate on ruffles and flourishes. I was a whiner mm-hmm. to God. I never complained on the outside. And there are a lot of people like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I would always say, yes, you know, I'm just fine, thank you. But inside, I knew I could crumble at any moment. And one morning, I just got tired of hearing my mind whine. And I heard God. I heard, you know, Sarah, or my authentic self, my mm-hmm. soul. Sarah, sit down at the table, and you're not getting up until you give me 100 reasons why you're grateful for your life at this moment. And it was such a powerful directive that I did, you know.
You heard this in your mind?
It's your mind and your heart. It
yes,
resonates.
I was going to say,
It doesn't, if I hear something
the
in my...
The voice inside yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And...
Or the voice that was yourself said to your mind, sit down.
Absolutely.
That's what happened. Because
yes.
it's your mind that's always yada, 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 and all
right.
the time.
Right.
Yes, and we have to learn to quiet our minds so that you can hear your true self.
Yes, and sometimes the heart will just come in. Mm-hmm. I call it marching orders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the heart's, the true self is saying, let's get a grip here. And
so would you describe that as your true spiritual awakening? Was that a spiritual awakening moment when that voice said, sit down and write 100 reasons why you're grateful?
Not at that moment, but 6 hours later when I had mm-hmm. those 100 reasons and mm-hmm. they had nothing to do with money. And I was so humbled and I was so ashamed mm-hmm. and I felt like such an ungrateful lout. And I thought, what am I doing? What am I doing?
And what did the voice say? 100 reasons why you're grateful to be alive right now?
Why you're grateful for your life exactly as it is at this moment.
Wow. That's a powerful lesson for anybody to do.
Yeah. Well, I sort of ease you into it and say, how about just five?
There's five.
Five a day.
I used to have, in the beginning, I was having trouble with five. After you get through the all the obvious ones, mm-hmm. and going through the little reasons. But now I could rattle off 100. I could do it. It's, yeah.
Absolutely.
Because the more you do it, the more grateful you are. The more you learn how to be grateful. Mm-hmm. And the more grateful you are. And so the more you learn how to be grateful.
Absolutely.
And the more things you have to be grateful for. Because the moment you began to see what you have and how grateful you are, more things show up because that's what you're looking for.
Absolutely.
You're not looking to be a whiner anymore.
No.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's absolutely, it's miraculous.
Works. It's miraculous. I agree.
It is. And you know, people, so that's the challenge. If, you know, do this for a month and you will not be the same person that you are. But if someone listening and say, oh yeah, you know, I always love it when skeptics make the best seekers.
Yeah, they're great.
They really do. Mm-hmm. Do it. I challenge anybody mm-hmm. to do it and not be changed.
So I'm talking with author Sarah Bonbronic on this Thanksgiving, and we're talking about the simple power of gratitude. If you've not read her most, I know you've written other books, but Simple Abundance, you must admit that must be your baby child.
Oh, yes.
That's it. Simple Abundance, which she wrote 10 years ago, and there's now a 10-year anniversary edition, still is the best book to give to any woman for any occasion, and men too, because you also wrote Simple Abundance for Men. And I remember the original copy you sent to Stedman. And I see it on his shelf still. So it's not for men or women, but you wrote that book because so many women who are sort of absorbed in the domesticity of life get caught up in that and the daily grind and find it difficult to appreciate, you know, some of the mundane things they have to do all the time. And you wrote this book, you know, in many ways addressing some of those ordinary moments that women experience.
Well, that's
as caretakers.
Yes, because I think, you know, I love domesticity. You know, I am happiest with the new tea towel, you know.
With the new tea towel.
I am. I really
You know, I am too, Sarah, but I think to myself, I know nobody wants to hear that from me when you say, because I've said this to people, you know, a little known secret is what I love spot removal. I mean, I love, you know, finding new ways to fix stains. But I wonder would I love it if I had to do it all the time. So the truth of the matter is that I have a lot of help in my life, obviously, and I should, people. I really
yes.
should. Okay. So don't be hating on that, or begrudging that, because, listen, if you were me, you'd have the help, too. But on the weekends, I don't. So I do the cooking and all that, and so I really enjoy it. One of the reasons why I enjoy it so much is because Stedman is so appreciative. So it doesn't matter if I'm making scrambled eggs and cheese or I'm making a panini sandwich or whatever. Every time I make anything, he's like, it's just the best thing he has ever had. And I just get such a kick out of it. He's just so happy and grateful. And every time that happens, I think about all the women who are doing this on a daily basis for their families, and nobody's turning flips because they made a sandwich. He's like, oh, this is the best sandwich you ever made, every time I make one. Right. So I think one of the reasons why I enjoy the domestic thing so much is because I get appreciated for it. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine, and I do understand, how millions of women throughout the world cook for their families, clean the houses, every day have to come up with a different meal. And nobody really appreciates it. It's expected. They want it. They need it, but not really appreciate it. So I don't know if I would love it so much.
But you see, that's because in our world,
if I wasn't being appreciated for doing it, you know, it'd be hard for me to pick up your towel if you didn't appreciate it. You know?
Well, really, don't you love to putter? Women love to putter.
Oh, I love to putter.
Okay.
I love to putter.
All right. Putter is taking to the next step.
Is that the next level?
That's the next level.
But
you get that because, you know, the only...
Why do we love to putter so much?
Because it sets our mind free and we're allowed to rearrange and reassociate and...
Figuring out which picture to put in a frame, I can spend an hour and a half doing that on a Saturday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the idea, once you start moving the furniture.
And then where to put it? Oh, my gosh. And then where to put it and how to rearrange those frames? Oh, my God.
We're rearranging the world, though, when we do that.
Are we?
Yeah, because our mind is set free. That time stands still. You know, I mean, we don't need anybody. We don't actually want anybody in the room when we putter. You know, I mean,
that's right. Whether all the 5x7s go together or should they be mixed with the 4x6s? Should I put one 8x10 right in the center? Should they all be silver? Should we mix the woods and the silvers? I don't know. I could spend hours. And I have. I mean, several years ago, I'd spent, you know, 4 or 5 years putting this house together. You know what that's like, mm-hmm. In California. And I'm telling you, I could spend hours trying to figure out where to put the clock. Just back and forth. No, it looks better over here. No, I think it's better on that wall. Yes.
And again, look how little it takes to make us happy.
And so happy.
Yes. And so worthwhile and so at peace and so grateful. All of those things, you know, the simple abundance principles. But it starts with the idea that for a woman who's doing it by herself and nobody's appreciating it, you need to understand that God appreciates it. It is the sacred in the ordinary. This is, if women cannot find, realize that what they are doing every day in the home, in the work, everyday life is the prayer, Oprah. You know, it matters, everything. It matters, you know, how we braid her hair, how we visit him in the nursing home. It matters how we set the table. It matters how we cook the dinner. It matters how we think of the note to go to school the next day. Mm-hmm. It matters how we change the contract, return the telephone call. Mm-hmm. It all matters. It is the sacred in the ordinary.
Because love is in the details.
Love is in the details. Gratitude is in the thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with gratitude. Gratitude that you're here, that you have this home. How many women, how many families have just lost their homes to fire, to drought? You know, it doesn't matter where we are. We can begin with thank you.
Because if the only prayer you ever say is thank you, Maestro Eckhart said that could be enough. And so as this is Thanksgiving and people are, you know, have their traditional prayer or hold hands and everybody says around the table whatever they're thankful for, how can people instill that tradition within themselves and their families on a daily basis?
Keep a family gratitude journal. See, the wonderful thing about Thanksgiving is that we're allowed to come together and officially say thanks.
Yeah.
But that's one day out of the entire year. You know, the thing about the gratitude journal is that it's a private thank you between you and spirit, you mm-hmm. and God, you mm-hmm. and heaven, you and abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Families that keep gratitude journals together, just keep one on the kitchen counter
mm-hmm.
and let people just, you know, write as it comes to them. Because that's the thing, you know, originally the gratitude journal didn't start it as a journal. I was keeping them on index cards. I mean, mm-hmm. gratitude was such a new experience for me after this sit down and give mm-hmm. me the 100 blessings. That my, just like you, I was so turned on
mm-hmm.
that I had such a short memory. That I was writing them down as they occurred.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just carrying a little, you know, index card with me. And then as I got, you know, had my few index cards, I thought, well, now I'll put them in a journal. I'll just keep it in one place. But it's heaven's addiction. It's heaven's turning you on to life. Because we never left Eden. I think that's the great illusion. We've destroyed parts of Eden,
yeah,
but we never left it.
Because Eden is always there, my dear. Mm. You've always had it. That's the greatest teaching from Glinda the Good Witch in The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
You've always had it. You always had the power. You've always had Eden. It's always right there, waiting for you to open your eyes and see it, waiting for you to open your heart and open your spirit and feel it. That's what you're saying, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank it's you fantastic. For saying it so beautifully.
Yes. So when you began to do this as a family, I would think that your blessings would grow exponentially. So if it's just one person doing it, Mm-hmm. You know, it's like wherever two or three are gathered in my name, the Bible says. There's one person doing it. You would open up the channel of blessings. And if you're doing it as a group or as a family, you would have even that many more blessings.
Absolutely. And yeah. It's contagious. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and, but, you know, the blessings, as you said, were always there.
Yeah.
You get to see them. And I remember when teachers have had children in the third grade start to keep gratitude journals. And there was that one program where a mother was saying that her son, you know, wrote about how the sound of, you know, hearing his mother walk across the floor. And children keep, you know, such interesting gratitude journals because nothing, they overlook nothing
right.
in the details.
That's
and they're
right.
so connected. You know.
Well, it goes back to, you know, years ago I did The Color Purple, and the book, you know, was so enlightening for me the very first time I read it. And the line that defines the title of the book is when Seeley says to, Shug says to Seeley, God gets pissed if you don't notice the color purple. Mm-hmm. And she says something like, well, I'm paraphrasing here, he does, and she says, yes, because what God loves most is appreciation. God loves most is appreciation. And God gets pissed if you don't notice the color purple, because he went through all that trouble to make the color purple and you passed it by and you didn't even notice mm-hmm. it. And I find that to be true for, you know, not just universal energy, loving appreciation and praise, but also for all people. Mm-hmm. That for me has been the common denominator in this experience of communication and all these 22 years of talking to people, regardless of the subject, no matter who it is, whether it's the victim or the villain, that everybody wants to be acknowledged in some way and wants to know, wants to be validated. Mm-hmm. And the sense of validation comes from, do I matter? Do I matter? Did you hear me, and did what I say mean anything to you? Mm-hmm. And everybody is looking for that, mm-hmm. that sense of validation, appreciation.
And since we're made in the Creator's image, mm-hmm. why would heaven not want to hear that?
Point well taken. Why would heaven not want to hear that? So for all of you who are listening, and you haven't, I don't know a woman who doesn't have a copy of Simple Abundance. How many have you sold by now?
8 million, I think.
That's
around the world.
8 million? Okay.
Around the
well,
world.
There may be a few people listening who still haven't gotten a copy, but
I think just 5 million in the United States.
Okay. Unbelievable. That's an unbelievable amount of books. Mm-hmm. That women are passing on to other women, family members passing on to other family members. So as you're listening today and you haven't gotten a copy of Simple Abundance, it's fantastic and it's great to get it now, because I'm one of those people, I like to start reading at the beginning of the year. So I wouldn't like to start in the middle of the year, even if I got it in the middle of the year. I'd want to wait to start it, you know, at least the beginning of the month. So because it's every day, lessons in abundance for people who are spiritual seekers, who are looking to look beneath the surface of their lives to find out what really matters. And I would say that if you started today, just as Sarah suggests in the book, Simple Abundance, if you started today, make this Thanksgiving not just about stuffing yourself and gathering around the table. That's all really good. We're going to eat ourselves into a silly coma. But make it about really starting the practice of gratitude on a permanent basis. Then this can be the Thanksgiving that not only really uplifted your family, but transformed your family.
And wouldn't that be a wonderful thing?
That'd be a blessed thing. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Gratitude Day. I hope you enjoyed this edition of our Soul Series. These are some of my favorite conversations.
To hear more, sign up for a free 30-day XM Radio trial by going to www.xmradio.com/Oprah.